And we also want to say happy birthday to Gary in Albuquerque.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, isn't it Gary in Phoenix now?
Oh, is it?
According to Big Fatty, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, I have to write down. I don't have TJ on here, so.
No, he is really Gary in Albuquerque, but Big Fatty kept saying he was from Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember after?
No. 30 seconds after I turn off Big Fatty, I forgot what he said. So, I'm kidding.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm the number one fan. So yes. I have to.
I'd hate to meet the number two fan.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
30 seconds after I turn off Big Fatty, I forgot what he said.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 1244 of the BFO for right day, the 2th of November 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all. Big Fatty is, y'all, Big Fatty's just crazy. Big Fatty, tell us something we don't already know. Hello, gainers. Big Fatty, I think I know what you mean. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. It is the first Friday of the Christmas season. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And, y'all, it is the 2th of November. And, y'all, more important than anything else this weekend is the fact that come 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, y'all, we fall back. Yes, Big Fatty, we gain an hour. Big Fatty, it's the one thing that you don't mind gaining is an hour. Y'all, we move. We move from daylight saving time to standard time. And y'all, I can tell you right now, there is joy in the Fat Cave and there's joy in Walnut Hills. Y'all, Big Fatty loves standard time. Y'all, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I know I say it every year, but I truly love it. And yes, Big Fatty, we got it. Move forward. So anyway, y'all, I'll be, but y'all, it does fuck up my body clock. And y'all, so instead of getting up at my body clock wakes me up about 5:30 a.m. in the morning. It's going to wake me up at 4:30 a.m. Big Fatty, but you get to go back to sleep for 2 hours. Lovely. So, and y'all, it's dark early, and y'all, it's just, oh, I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, that's that Gavin from over there at Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, he had yes, Big Fatty, he doesn't listen. He listens, but he don't remember. Just like you, you don't remember. Y'all, it's true, I don't remember. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. Y'all, that Joey Bukkake, you know, he's over there at the cocktails and excuse me, he's over there at the cocktail weenies and cream pies. And I was talking, because you know this is Big Fatty Appreciation Month, because you know it's that No Pod Pomo, and y'all, it's also Begging for Votes Month. And y'all, you know, I had told you that I wanted everybody to go over, and I was so kerfuffled and tickled that the PNS Explosion had been nominated for the Podcast Awards under the Matua category. Now, y'all, poor Big Fatty. That's all I gotta say. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all, When I thought the mature category, y'all, I thought it was podcasts about old people or growing old or, you know, living as a mature citizen or, you know, just that kind of thing. It's just mature. You know, it's distinguished and mature and fine upbringing and all that. Big Freddy, fine upbringing. That's a good one. That describes the PNS explosion. But y'all, that Joey Bukkake sent me a message on the Twitty, and he says, you do realize that mature means adult content, right? And I said, no, y'all had no idea that the mature category was the adult content. Now, the PNS explosion fits right into the adult content, you know, because they're vulgar, y'all. They're just vulgar. But tell me a show on the Pride 48 that isn't vulgar and fit into, maybe how much do we love? But anyway, you know, y'all, we're all a little vulgar and we could easily fit into that. But y'all, there's all kinds of sex talk and things like that over there. I went back and I looked at the list and y'all, I didn't even look at the list of the other names. It was white noise when that guy was reading the names. It was just nothing but white noise. And then I heard PNS explosion. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting that would be the mature and fine upbringing podcast and about senior citizens? Poor Big Freddy, you're just silly. But y'all, it's adult content. So poor Big Freddy. Poor Big Freddy. I had to tell on myself. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I'm gonna do one of these scratch on, and I'll tell you what, I'm gonna do two of them. I say not one, but two. I say chew. Because y'all, I've got three of these scratch ons. I'm gonna do the Monster Mash Money. It's $1. Colorado Lottery. Get 3 like amounts and win that amount. Get 2 like amounts and a ghost, and you win triple that amount. So, all right, y'all, here we go. We'll just start scratching. Yes, Big Freddy, that's lovely. Just start scratching. Y'all, there's a $2, I say $2. There's a $10, not a winner. There's a $5,000 and a $10, no winner there. Y'all, I got to get a spook now and I'll win $10. And, then there's a $6. And a $500, no winner there. Okay, and that's it. Not a winner, Big Fatty, but you came real close. No spooks either. Y'all, let's try the wicked winnings. Y'all, I have to get a money bag symbol in the play area, and I win the prize shown if I get a 4. Oh! Symbol, and win... I'll win 4 times the prize shown. Okay, well, let's look for money bags and foes. Okay, let's do it, y'all. And there's 7 things to scratch here, so let's just do it. That's a 9. Big Freddy, you had us going there for a second. And then there's a 6, not a winner. And then there's an 8 and a 7, no winner there. And then a 5, not a winner. A 2, I say chew. And a 3, no winner there, Big Freddy. Well, you can just toss those in the garbage. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend. In fact, it's after we fall back on Sunday morning, y'all. Y'all, on this Sunday, the 4th of November. Try to remember the 4th of November. Big Fanny, we're trying. We're trying hard. But, y'all, there's 2 people that will remember the 4th of November, y'all. And it is the first one is that Rambo Reedheed. Now, y'all, he will hear this. Sometime in February, when he's catching up. But, y'all, we were on time for the Ramble Reedy Tom up there in, where's Tom? He's somewhere in the Illinois. or Indiana? Big Fatty, we don't know. But anyway, Tom, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, he shares a celebration of exiting the birth canal with none other than the Haunt Cub, Jay the Haunt Cub, and I'm sure he's up there in the Delawares, and I think Jay and Ron survived Sunday without incident. At least it's my understanding anyway. Yes, Big Freddy, if they didn't, they didn't tell you. Anyway, I'm sure Ron's got something up his sleeve or in his pants. Big Freddy, please. But regardless, boys, I hope you have a lovely celebration. Big Freddy, do you think there'll be a really big cake? I see, y'all, I don't think I told y'all this, but Tuesday, Big Fatty went and got his flu shot. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, sure enough, I've come down with the flu. Big Fatty, you have not. But y'all, if you are getting old like the Rambo Reteed and Jay the Haunt Cub, y'all, take an elderly person like them and get up on flu shot, because y'all, you've got to bring in the elderly when it gets cold and check on the plants. You know, Big Fatty, I think you got that backwards. But anyway, y'all get your flu shots if you hadn't done that already. Big Freddy, what else have you got to tell us? I saw at the Von's East this week, and y'all, it kind of made me mad, y'all. If you got your flu shot at the Von's East, they gave you a Thanksgiving turkey for free or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but y'all, if there's a Von's East in your area, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about things in your area, then you might want to check it out and see if you can get old Tom Turkey for free. Big Fatty loves a coupon. Big Fatty, you can say that again. How about Big Fatty, you love a coupon? Yes. All right, y'all, I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else on my list no, Big Fatty, you sure don't. So y'all, I think for the rest of today's little show, y'all, we're gonna read Sensei. Big Fatty, it's about time. Yeah, I guess, now y'all, Big Fatty's got egg on his face again. Big Fatty, please, it should be egg whites. But y'all, remember I said that Halloween was Whitman Tinker's a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I wasn't sure who Whitman Tinker was. Believe it or not, Whitman Tinker is indeed a listener. Whitman, you got to forgive me though, for not doing a full celebration of exiting the birth canal for you. But y'all, Whitman Tinker, y'all filled out a census, and y'all, I'm gonna start off by reading that one for you. And Whitman, again, please forgive Big Fatty, but y'all, I think I'm okay, because Whitman Tinker lives in the only time zone that matters up there in the District of Columbia. Whitman, I hope you survived that Sunday as well. But y'all, Whitman is a lurker. So y'all, but Big Fatty wouldn't necessarily know about Whitman Tinker, unless, of course, Big Fatty read Whitman Tinker's census before November the 2th. Big Fatty, you can say that again. How long have you been listening to the BFO? For 387 days, he says. Big Fatty, do you know how to unsubscribe? No. When did you exit the birth canal? October the 31st? Yeah, it's right there, y'all, right there. 1990. Y'all, Whitman Tinker's a young'un. Boy, now I really feel bad, y'all. Well, Whitman Tinker's 21. He turned 21 on the... Whitman, I am so sorry. Please forgive Big Fatty. Whitman, you need to make Big Fatty feel better by calling the voice letter line. But we'll get to that. How much bacon do you eat each month? At least 1 pound if you include the Mexican-Canadian bacon. No, that's not really Mexican-Canadian. Well, yes, okay. What's your favorite BFO episode? The ones where you don't give a tinker's damn about something. Big Fatty, you don't give a tinker's damn about anything on every episode. What's your favorite BFO segment? Any that endanger my Cheerios. Big Freddy, he loves all of them then. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? I wouldn't ask it of you, but daily shows would be great. 7 days a week instead of five. Y'all, Tinker, I feel really badly that I missed your celebration, your 21st celebration of exiting the birth canal, but ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. Have you ever called the voice letter number? And he replies, no. And I never will. I'm a lurker. Okay, well, Whitman, I guess we're even then. No, you only get me 5 days a week, and I'll never hear from you. Okay. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a talent show? Not a talent show, a puppet show? No. Describe the last time you shat your pants. I don't remember. It was probably sometime in the last decade of the 20th century. Y'all, there you go. Whitman Tinkham. Is indeed a real person. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that Jimmy Farmer. Jimmy Farmer has sent in his census. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a lurker. Been listening to the BFO for 4 years. He knows how to only unsubscribe from other little shows. Exited the birth canal on May the 19th. No year was listed. Dear Gussie. How much bacon do you eat a month? As much as I can stuff in my pie hole. Big Freddy didn't say pie hole. What's your favorite BFO episode? Anyone that you rip on Auntie Vera? Yo, yo, yo. Rip one on Vera. Perfect, Freddy. What is your favorite segment? Spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty would love to see some Spotting Big Fatty. Maybe Whitman Tinker and Jimmy Farmer will submit something. What would you change on the BFO? Not a thing. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? He watched one on the intertubes. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but I will soon. All right, Jimmy Farmer. I'm waiting on your call. Describe the last time you shat your pants, the moment when you think a good fart is going to make you feel better, and it all goes horribly wrong. Anyway, I still got a shitload of sensei to read, but anyway, and I promise you, I better not promise that, y'all. I'm gonna do my best to get all of them read before the end of the year. Big Freddy, you were supposed to get them read by the end of August. Well, that didn't happen either. Look at it this way. The longer I take, the more you get to hear the lovely census music that was composed and done by that Dells in Dallas. And y'all, just let me say one more time, thank you so much, Dells. I can count on you. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you did run out of time. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. As usual, Big Fatty will spend that hour that we will gain this weekend moving all of his clocks back, y'all. Because, you know, you got to do the coffee machine. You got to do the microwave oven. You got to do the alarm clock. You got to do your watch. You got to do, or the computer does it by itself. You got to do the car, the thing in the car. And y'all, there's just all kinds of other things. Now, Gavin, will you remember to move your clocks back on all those things I just said?
30 seconds after I turn off Big Fatty, I forgot what he said.
Oh, no, don't forget to fall back.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.